driving from my house in Glanmire, under the River Lee, across to Mahon Point, and on then around to Blackrock Castle is a bit of a journey in the car, but it's also an opportunity for me to get my head in order and to bring you a bit of a report about what I'm doing today. It's a real thrill to go and have a conversation when it's with a great friend. That's something we all experience. But in another layer on top of this is that I'm going to go discussing business and things to do with business with Roger Overall, and we've got a prism through which to do it. And that's an email that we both get from Chris Brogan. He sends out an email on a Sunday to people, and you can get it. I mean, it's possible to get it. You can find him on the internet and you can connect with him, and he will send it to you. So it's not like as if, you know, you have to jump through 1,000 hoops to get the email from Chris Brogan. You too can get the email from Chris Brogan, and you'll find him. His business is called Human Business Works. And I'm going to leave you to find that yourself, because if you are after something really valuable, then it's actually quite good to have to make a bit of an effort to get it, is my philosophy, really. I'm driving down a hill. The weather is pretty dull and grey and all that sort of thing, but my heart is really warm and alive, and I've just come out of spending about an hour focusing in on preparing for the Dublin Web Summit, and that's a very full agenda that will be coming up in about 10 days' time. And this business jazz that we're going to do for about an hour and a half in the cafe in Blackrock Castle Observatory is another fairly intense period. And then I'm going to see a client of my business partner, and hopefully a client of mine, after today. So that's another exciting thing going on today. But there we are. So I suppose, why am I making this audiobook at all? And it is because I think there's one lesson that I would love to pass on. I suppose it's, to use Chris Brogan's phrase, it's a little hint, which is that you can use audiobook and in a similar way if you want to. You can actually get together with a good friend of yours over a cup of coffee and talk about something that's really important to you. And you'd be amazed at how many people would be interested, especially if it's something that's really important to you, so that you both have a bit of energy in the conversation and you're not putting on an act or trying to just mess around too much. But the other side to it is that, you know, there are lots and lots of us who are trying to earn our living. We're trying to make something work. And the thing Chris Brogan has as a philosophy, really, is that you don't set out to make a quick buck. You actually set out to do something valuable for other people. Make yourself a servant of other people. And I mean, if that would be a very handy philosophy to have in your business, make yourself a servant of your customers or of a community from whom will come customers. I think I prefer to think of myself as serving a bigger community interest than purely the customers and clients who I'll manage to attract into the business to have a contract with me. I think that's kind of what I feel. I feel that if I do something really valuable for other people, then there'll be business contracts along the way. And together we'll do something. And of course, you know, there'll be an exchange of stuff, and I have to have something to pay for the petrol in this car, so I have to charge somebody. But also I have to get a decent return on the years that I've put in working away to develop the skills that I have. So we all have that. We have to somehow or other find a way of getting a return on the investment which we've already put in order to be the person that we are. We deserve that, and if we don't do that, we, you could say, we'll have wasted our earlier life in a way. there does deserve to be a return on investment on the effort that we've put into being ourselves. What do you think? Well, I didn't really intend to give you a very get up on a pulpit and speak like that, but it is what's on my mind anyway.